AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Investigators in New Mexico say they've determined how Gene Hackman and his wife died. Donna Warder has the story.
Dr. Heather Jarrell is New Mexico's chief medical examiner.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor. The cause of death for Ms. Betsy Hackman, aged 65 years, is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural.
Investigators say Hackman died a full week after his wife, but may not have been aware of his wife's death because of his Alzheimer's. The couple's bodies were discovered February 26th in their New Mexico home. One of the couple's dogs also was found dead in a crate in a bathroom. A veterinarian says a necropsy will be done on the dog. I'm Donna Warder.
A South Carolina man's been executed by firing squad. Brad Sigmund, the first U.S. prisoner killed by the method in 15 years. And fighter siding with Syria's new government stormed several villages near the country's coast, killing dozens of men in response to recent attacks on government security forces. Charles Della Desma has more.
The clashes are the worst since Bashar Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. Friday morning, large numbers of troops were deployed in Latakia, and no civilians were on the streets because of a curfew. Armed security force personnel on the back of vehicles drive fast between Homs and Tartus. A war monitor saying the outskirts of the coastal towns of Banias and Jabla are still under the control of Assad loyalists, and many Alawite villages nearby are also outside government control. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. The February jobs report shows employers added a solid 151,000, up from 125,000 in January. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%. And Lisa Dwyer has a story from Maine on a controversy over Social Security numbers.
As the Trump administration works to close Social Security field offices, the acting head of the Social Security Administration has rescinded and apologized for an order that would have required Maine parents to register their newborns for Social Security numbers at a federal office rather than at the hospital. The order drew widespread condemnation from medical organizations and public officials who described it as unnecessary and punitive. The practice of allowing parents to register a newborn for a Social Security number at a hospital or other birthing site, called the Enumeration at Birth Program, has been common for decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.